The weather is getting a little warmer, which can only mean one thing. We are just around the corner from another busy and joy-filled celebration season. You know, weddings, graduations, Mother's and Father's Day. Yep, it's that time again. And just in time to help you save for all the outfits and gifts you'll need is the Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. Plus, free shipping on anything over $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 157 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. In the last episode of last year, I shared 20 questions designed to help you set the tone for this year. Undoubtedly, this year looks very different than we all imagined, so it felt appropriate as we head into the halfway mark of this year to encourage you to spend some time with the second set of questions. And because I know many of you love a good handout with all of the questions in one place, I made one for you that you can find at therapyforblackgirls.com/20more questions. So grab your journal and spend some time writing and reflecting on these. Number one, what practices of stillness have you incorporated into your life? Number two, what does joy look and feel like for you? Number three, when was the last time you had a tears rolling down your face laugh? Write about it. Number four, when was the last time you offered a small act of kindness to someone else? Number five, what surprises have you learned about yourself during this time? Number six, when you find yourself anxious, what are you usually worrying about? Number seven, what affirming ways or practices help you get through tough days? Number eight, what canceled event or celebration has been most difficult for you? Number nine, what tasks would you still like to accomplish before the end of the year? Number 10, if you chose a word or a phrase to begin this year, have you stuck with it? Does it have a different meaning now? Does it feel fitting to choose a new one? Number 11, what's the most meaningful thing you've read this year? Number 12, have you been able to reconcile what you thought this year would be with the reality of this year? What kinds of things helped you with that reconciliation?
Number 13, in those moments when you find yourself saying, what the, what helps you to feel grounded? Number 14, have you been able to tap into your creativity during this time? In what ways? Number 15, what helps you to remain hopeful? 16, what has angered you most this year? 17, have you given yourself space to grieve? What does that space look like and how do you use it? 18, what creative ways have you and your support system come up with to stay connected? Number 19, how have your thoughts about where you live or where and how you work changed during this time? How do you imagine they might look different in the future? And question number 20, in what ways have you extended grace to yourself and others recently? As always, if you feel comfortable sharing any of your responses to these questions with us on social media, please feel free to do so using the hashtag TBGInSession. And be sure to share this episode with two sisters in your circle who might also benefit from reflecting. Remember, if you're looking for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic and to connect with some other sisters in your area, come on over and join us at the Yellow Couch Collective, where we take a deeper dive into the topics from the podcast and just about everything else. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YTC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.